Good morning, everyone. On this Tuesday morning, as we often do, we're joined by Young Zwillick. Young Todd Zwillick. Takeaway Washington correspondent. Doing a little bit of hosting last couple of days, eh, Todd?
Yeah. Oh, what a pleasure.
I was listening. I'm never taking another day off. So
put
that in your desk, pal.
Just not nice.
I thought you were on vacation.
Man. No, I'm not. I'd let you in here? What are you talking about? I want to have a job. I want to have a job, dude. Anyway, well done. Very well done.
Thank you, John.
Yes. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, reporting on the slew of BP executives who are going to be facing the music in Congress. I noticed that Harry Reid had his bumper sticker all set out. Did you hear that cut that we played?
If you drill and
you spill, you're going to pay the bill, something like that.
Very catchy.
Very catchy. Very
almost Dr. as catchy Seuss. As everybody coming up for new monikers for what BP actually means.
Well,
there's a million of them now.
What's the theme? Well, before we end, we pass a BP gas station on the way to school. My 11-year-old girls have all kinds of acronyms for BP. But
sure.
What is the theme of Congress meeting these BP executives, do you think, this week?
Well, there's going to be a lot of beating up on BP executives. There's no question about that. Some of it may start today. Now, the executives today aren't going to be probably the most important thing because yesterday afternoon, John, we have a report out from the House Energy and Commerce Committee. This is a report that's going to make Tony Hayward face the music on Thursday. He has a couple of days before he has to come up on the Hill. But the House Energy and Commerce Committee has basically found that the bottom line there is that BP did a rush job on this Deepwater Horizon rig and cut corners to save money, and they did it in five specific areas. A lot of it's technical, but it's basically not checking the cement, not checking that the well can handle pressure. They knew it was a difficult well. There are emails calling it a nightmare well, and yet they moved fast, they moved quickly, and the committee says, you guys cut corners to make money. So that's going to be the questioning for him.
It's a little bit of like the dynamic of the Challenger disaster back in the 80s. Morton Thiokol officials said one thing, NASA officials were sort of pushing the schedule, yep. That sort of idea.
And the O-rings were bad, and
exactly.
Somebody knew it, and they tried to sound the horns, but they got ignored. Yeah,
All right. It's
similar dynamic.
What about the president speaking from the Oval Office tonight? How does he change or accelerate the dynamic against these BP executives?
Well, the White House political team says, you know, the president will have been down in the Gulf for more than 24 hours, that the dynamics of this spill for the next few months are basically set. They know how much oil they think is going to keep leaking. They have a good idea of how much oil is going to be washing up on the beaches. And he wants to tell the American people and give cues to Washington about really what to expect and what they can expect from the White House and from BP over the next few months. And I have a feeling, John, also he's going to make a new pitch saying now is the time to pass energy reform and
right.
climate change if they can get it. But safer energy and a new energy economy if they can get it.
On that issue, is there any sense that all of this contact with oil company officials is going to change the game for the oil industry? I mean, we saw years and years ago the oil depletion allowance, which was an attempt to preserve the oil business in the United States by compensating
right.
for the fact that their resource was depleting. It was a huge windfall for the oil companies. Any idea of diverting those profits to maybe disasters like this in the future?
We might start to get some idea of that today because executives from the big five oil companies, Chevron, Shell, ExxonMobil, and BP America will be on the Hill. And the subject of that hearing is supposed to be profits, price, and supply. So we may start to get some idea. But there are moves, John, in legislative forms, increasing
right.
the amount of money that oil has to put into the disaster cleanup funds, increasing taxes and regulatory crackdowns. They're still going to be allowed to make money. They're still going to be allowed to drill. Even the liberals accept that there's no way out of it in the short term. It might cost a little more for them to do it.
All right, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.